Monday, November 29th. Back in Washington, no schedule today since he was expecting to still be on the West Coast. No schedule for tomorrow either, for that matter, since we were expecting a press conference out there tomorrow night. He's now not going to have the press conference at all. He had an 8:30 meeting this morning that went for, I think, about 2.5 or 3 hours with Ehrlichman, McGregor, Timmons, and the Attorney General regarding the campaign checkoff problem. And as a result, they decided to not to meet with the congressional leaders, but rather to have McGregor do a press conference at noon and put out the word that we probably will veto. He had Ziegler and McGregor in afterwards to get a report on it. Apparently went pretty well. The president then said, why don't we screw the networks? Why don't we put in a plan to provide for free television time for presidential candidates and take the revenue out of the networks and give us a counterploy? So McGregor's going to work on developing that. First thing this morning, he raised the butts question again, and they got into that in their meeting also and decided that we should not drop it, that we should fight the nomination through, that it was the best of a bad lot. As to the federal pay raise, there's some question as to what his decision is, but later in the day it turned out not to make any difference since Congress passed it at 5.5% effective January 1st, so our view didn't make any difference. It passed by the Senate 70-1 or something like that. He got into quite a little discussion of vacation plans today. He obviously wants to get as much time in Florida as he can during the December-January period in between the trips, and made the point that that'll be really the last chance to really get a vacation and let down. He wants to